I just wrote your, how can I get in touch with you?
Well, you just write the Florence, Georgetown, Georgia, and I'd get it.
Oh, really? Okay. That's your address?
Of course, and, there's a code number goes on that thing, a box number and all.
You got a zip?
Yeah, there's a zip code. I can't remember the thing.
Okay. Y'all, that was the way y'all kept in touch years ago with people, say that they move off, things like
they move well off, they could write you, and that's way back in there, that's how you got your mail. But later on, of course, when I was coming up, a good big a mailman went around through, but he stopped at the mailbox then later on, put your mail in if you want a mail letter, you put it in there. And if he had the mail for you, he put it in there when it passed. But the was on his mail cat, old mail cat, out of an old, come around that old T model. It was a T model then, old one-seated old T model, old cloth top on. He'd bring the mail. It's route from Georgetown, he had a route up here.
They have cars with running boards or with coupes and two-seaters and all that stuff?
Yeah, they laid on. They come with them old running boards on, they step up on it and step up in the thing. But he was carrying that mail. I remember Dad, an old branch on the other side of the home place over there, and because of bad weather, he'd have to go put, pull him in his old car out of there, take the mule away and go pull him out. Get stuck.
Now, on a day like today, you'd say it's a what kind of day? Have names for a day like this, mighty.
Most of them say this is just a pretty sunshine day. And if it's raining, well, then this is a rough, rainy day.
What do you call it when you have a lot of rain in a little time?
Most of them call it a wet spell.
And last summer, did you get
that drought? We call that drought. It was, boy, it was one too. If you're lucky enough with the peanuts, they come on later, and they made a good peanut crop, but no corn, and didn't make no corn. What corn got wasn't what little bit they did make wasn't what.
Did you get your peanuts all up out of the ground, or did they?
I rented mine out, but he got them all. I got mine moved up here in Webster County. There was a heap of them here. I noticed Neil Bennett, yeah, before that, he had a few that he never did get together. Well, after Christmas, it kept raining and wet, and he couldn't do nothing with
them.
Okay. He tried to pick them, when it's too wet, and stop the picker up, and he'd have to stop and take him a half day to clean the thing out, and trying to pick them, get them out to could. If it couldn't save them at all, one for these dryers. And now
the dryers can save them?
Yeah, you can get them if they look green, and put them in that dryer and kill them. Way back when I come up, they dried in the field. Better let them dry. You couldn't dry them. We didn't have nothing to dry them on.
What's that big silver? That's the thing that he's got out there.
That's a grain bin.
Grain bin.
That's corn in it. That other thing sitting in that other shed, that's his dry there. And that wagon sitting there.
Oh, wow.
He put them peanuts in there and dry with gas. Got gas blowers. It blows that gas. It will burn, but it blows that hot heat right up through them.
They got commercial dryers, too, don't they? I've heard of them using them.
I expect that.
Well, I know. He built his own.
Yeah, he built his own dryer and bought the